KLYT Broadcast Studio. This is ABQ Connect.
Glenn Stanton joins us for another update from a Focus on the Family's Daily Citizen. You can go to dailycitizen.focusonthefamily.com. Glenn, thanks for taking the time again this morning.
Hey, you betcha. It's good to be with you.
We want to take a look. Actually, when I saw the topic for today, I was really well pleased, you know, with so many things we see headed in bad directions continuously for decades. Just encouraging to see the state of divorce. What do you have to share in that arena?
Well, it's interesting. You're right. I mean, and this is what I do in my work here at Focus on the Family, is I track all of these trends. And for the last 50 years, all of the important sociological trends on marriage have, in terms of family formation, have been moving in the wrong direction. Like age at marriage has been declining. Cohabitation is increasing. Divorce, of course, shot up from the 70s into the 80s. People are marrying at lower rates. You know, all these important indicators, children born to married parents, children born to unmarried parents, you know, the born to married parents has been declining, born to unmarried parents has been increasing. And so, like, just across the board, really bad news on marriage. But there is some very interesting good news. And we write about that this week at Daily Citizen. And it highlights some work done by a very dear friend of mine. His name is Brad Wilcox. He is an eminent sociologist at the University of Virginia. And he has a very nice essay this week at the Atlantic Monthly. The Atlantic Monthly is not a publication that makes a real habit of holding up, you know, good, strong, pro-family ethics and news and things like that. But they have a piece by Brad Wilcox this week called Why Marriage Survives. And the subtitle is The Institution Has Adapted and is Showing New Signs of Resilience. And he, Brad Wilcox, as a scholar who is probably one of the leading academics studying marriage in the world from a sociological point of view, highlights two real strong benefits. One is that the divorce rate is declining, and it has been declining since about the late 1980s, but the decline has really sped up in the last 15 years or so. But then another is births to children by unwed mothers and children living with married parents is inching up just a bit. So he holds both of these as the question of, are we kind of turning the corner on the bad news that we are seeing with marriage in America today?
So to what does he attribute the change, or is there any speculation?
Well, that's a great question. That's the big, you know, $64,000 question as to why. And he indicates that a bit of it might be the renewal of some traditional ideals. He says that survey work that he does shows that people who are married today report significantly being happy with their marriage. And maybe people are paying attention to that kind of thing. But also, you know, men are realizing and seeing, and the research is very, very clear, that men do better when they are married. They are more happy. They're more successful. They're safer. They're more likely to be employed and working hard and, you know, doing well for themselves and for their family. But women benefit in the same way. Women generally rate their own marriages very highly in terms of happiness and things like that. So he's talking about, and he's wondering, you know, could there really be, are we on the verge of seeing the development of a marriage renaissance where people are really starting to reappreciate the value and the virtue that marriage provides to men, women, children, and society as a whole?
Well, and it, you know, you mentioned men, you mentioned women. And it doesn't take a genius to figure out how important it is for children to be in a family with their mother and father.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And he talks about that. Professor Wilcox talks about that in this Atlantic Monthly article about how rich the research is going back 50 years or more on how strong marriage benefits the, I mean, really every important well-being measure for children is impacted positively by whether that child's mother and father are married or not. Cohabitation doesn't produce those kinds of benefits. Raising kids in a single home with, you know, boyfriends coming in and out, they do not produce these kinds of benefits. These kind of benefits are seen by conservative and liberal scholars just across the literature in a very wide swath and, you know, published continually. And we've been knowing this since the 1960s on. And the research is only getting stronger. This is another thing that Professor Brad Wilcox points out, is that actually the benefits that marriage provides for children, the developmental and the life boost benefits of marriage for children, are actually getting stronger by some very important measures. And I think that's when children are denied marriage, those who are being raised in a married situation, they are benefiting more powerfully than children have in the last couple of decades.
Well, there's a lot of great information found in the article that you mentioned. And if our listeners would like to find it, simply go to dailycitizen.focusonthefamily.com. And then from there, do a search in the search box there. Just search for Glenn Stanton and you'll see the article come right up. The headline for the article, including Brad Wilcox contributing to that, because it looks like there's several people who did. But is marriage back? Divorce is down, family stability is up. And on a closing note, Glenn, for those that are working their way around their lunch hour here, listening to us talk about a very positive aspect, but find themselves in their own struggle, maybe in the process of a divorce or thinking about divorce, or just in need of some serious marriage counseling, what's available to them through Focus on the Family?
Well, first of all, they should know that they're not alone. Unfortunately, I mean, Satan hates marriage, and he is attacking the strength and validity of marriage through divorce. It's happening to so many people. And so Focus on the Family, we have a wonderful counseling department, and people can simply contact us here at Focus on the Family. Our number is 1-855-771-HELP, the word help. And again, that is 855-771-HELP. And we are here, we have counselors standing by to help people get the guidance and the encouragement that they need to first fight for their marriage, but also to recover from the pain. And it is a pain. It's a horrible pain of divorce, the death of a marriage, because the death of a marriage is the death of a civilization, a small civilization, a family.
Yeah. And if you're driving and, you know, unable to write that down, let me just encourage you to go to focusonthefamily.com. You'll be able to navigate to a place where you can find assistance there as well. Looking forward to continuing to get regularly weekly updates from you, Glenn, and your contributions to the Daily Citizen. And we'd also encourage our listeners again to go there regularly for not only work that you've provided there, but other great contributions at dailycitizen.focusonthefamily.com. Glenn, thanks so much.
Thank you, Steve. Thanks for having me. And I look forward to talking to you soon.
Likewise, and thank you for listening to ABQ Connect.